Today's scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 20 to 31.
我们今天选读的经文是来自哥林多前书的一章20到31节。
We'll read this passage together, first in English, then in Cantonese.
我们会一起读出经文，先读英文，然后再读中文。
1 Corinthians. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demanded signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brothers. Many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So that it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.
《哥林多前书》1章20节，我们一起读：智慧人在哪里，文士在哪里，这世上的便是在哪里。神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙么？世人凭自己的智慧，既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理，拯救那些信的人。这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希利里人是求智慧。 我们却是全钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利利人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多。 有尊贵的也不多，神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。 但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。May
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话语嘅人。
We are very happy today to have Mr. Kyle Chen bring us today's message, the wisdom of God.
我好高兴陈浩信传道今日同我哋传讲神嘅信息。
Good morning.
大家早晨。
I am sincerely grateful to be back here to worship with you all, along with my family.
我同我家人嘅，我哋好高兴一次再一次嚟。
We cherish every opportunity to join you all.
我哋好珍惜我每一次嘅，我哋再一次嚟到呢个当中。
And I'm also honored to be able to preach the word of God to you again this morning.
有个好荣幸嘅，今天早上为咗大家一齐去讲神嘅道理。
There's been a lot in the news lately about the race by tech companies to create a super intelligence.
最近很多的新闻消息讲到，关于很多的科技公司准备去搞一些超智能的科技。
Which would be an artificial intelligence smarter than even the most brilliant humans.
就話佢做一啲咧好聰明人咧，都要仲要聰明嘅人工智能。
The hope is that if someone can create this super intelligence, this would usher in a golden age of human progress.
就希望咧創造呢啲嘅人工智能咧，能夠將人類去帶到一個黃金時代。
Where we'd be able to solve worldwide problems of economics, healthcare, politics, and so on.
就希望能夠用呢個人工智慧咧，就能夠去解決呢個地球上嘅呢個經濟啊、醫學啊或者政治嘅問題。
And many of these tech companies are spending literally millions, sometimes billions of dollars to try to create this super intelligence.
咁而家好多嘅科技公司咧，用咗好多嘅幾百萬或者從數千萬嘅億萬嘅去創造呢啲嘅人工智慧。
But the passage we just read tells us that there already exists a kind of intelligence, a kind of wisdom that no amount of money can buy.
但今天早上你睇下經文，個經文話俾我哋知，呢個世上係只有一種嘅智慧，而呢種嘅智慧係冇能夠有錢能夠去買到嘅。
And that this wisdom can actually solve our deepest problems.
而呢種嘅智慧能夠解決咗我哋人類入邊內心嘅好多問題。
It's a kind of wisdom so wise that it makes even the smartest humans look foolish.
呢種嘅智慧甚至能喺個人類嘅聰明人嘅當中睇落係為愚拙。
And would make even the smartest artificial intelligence look silly.
亦都好似俾到呢個就算呢個人工智能都認為可笑。
Wisdom I'm talking about, of course, is the wisdom of God.
而所講嘅經文就係講到呢個就係神嘅智慧。
And today's passage is going to answer three questions about the wisdom of God.
所以今天嘅早上我哋會講三樣嘅問題。
One, what is it? Two, who is it for? And three, how can we get it?
所以今天嘅早上我會睇三個問題。第一就話呢個種咩叫神嘅智慧？第二就話邊個能夠去攞到？第三就係話我點樣能夠得到呢個神嘅智慧？
So first, what is it?
所以第一就話咩叫神嘅智慧咧
？What is the wisdom of God?
咩叫神嘅智慧
？First, the Apostle Paul, the author of 1 Corinthians, tells us what the wisdom of God is not.
首先就係話保羅就係呢個哥林多前書嘅作者講就話神嘅智慧係乜係唔係乜嘢咧
？This might seem obvious, but the wisdom of God is not the wisdom of humans.
神嘅智慧唔係人嘅智慧。
In fact, in comparison to the wisdom of God, the wisdom of humans looks foolish.
就話比神嘅智慧比人嘅智慧嚟講，神人嘅智慧係愚拙。
As Paul says in verse 20,
亦都係喺個嘅第二十節又講到
，Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of the age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?
佢話智慧人在哪裏？文士在哪裏？這世上的辯士在哪裏？上帝岂不是世人的智慧变成愚拙吗
？In other words, even if you are a very intelligent person,
就甚至你一个系几聪明嘅人
，even if you are a great student,
甚至你系一个好叻嘅嘅个学生
，even if you are a great philosopher or a debater,
或者你一个好好嘅哲学家或者个辩论家
，you cannot think your way to the wisdom of God.
你唔能够去思想到好似神有神嘅智慧
，because the wisdom of God is not like human wisdom.
因为人的智慧不是好像神的智慧一样。
It is not gained through intelligence or studying really hard or even through years of experience.
神的智慧不是说你能够去只是单单的能够去读书读出来或者靠你的经验得回来。
Because it is an entirely different kind of wisdom than we are used to.
因为神的智慧和我们人的智慧是完全是不同。
God's wisdom might even sound very foolish to us.
人去看神的智慧好像很愚拙。
Paul points out that God's wisdom did not make any sense to both Jews and Greeks alike in the first century.
在第一個世紀當中，神嘅智慧喺個希臘人同埋呢個猶太人當中，可以話覺得係一個無法理解嘅一個智慧。
Let me read verse 22 again.
我睇第二十二節再講一次。
For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles.
就講就話猶太人要神蹟，希臘人係求智慧，我們卻是全釘十字架的基督。在猶太人是半腳石，在外邦人是愚拙。
What is Paul saying here?
保羅所講嘅咩説話咧
？He is saying that both Jews and Greeks were looking for salvation.
就話喺呢個當中講到嘅猶太人同埋希臘人都喺度尋找呢個嘅救恩。
In other words, they were looking for a way to be rescued from sin, from suffering, and evil.
意思即係話，佢哋就算係呢兩種嘅人，佢哋都係盡量去揾一個方法，希望能夠得救。
But Jews and Greeks believed that salvation would come in different ways.
但係猶太人同埋希臘人去揾諗到嘅救恩點樣能夠得到嘅方法係有唔同。
In the first century, many Jews were looking for signs of power from God.
而猶太人嘅好多人就去揾就話有乜嘢尋找呢個嘅能力一個象徵。
They were looking for miracles from God that would not just prove to them that He was real.
啊，猶太人就係話去尋找呢個神蹟，希望神嘅當中嘅能力俾佢哋睇到。
But for miracles of power that would actually rescue them from the oppression of the Roman Empire.
就去猶太人當時咧就諗到就係有一個呢個神咧就一定有好超大嘅能力，能夠去拯救佢哋從呢個羅馬帝國當中。
They were hoping for a powerful Messiah.
佢哋諗到一個好有超能力嘅猶太尼賽亞。
A Messiah who would liberate them from their enemies and restore the promised land.
依由尼賽亞能夠去帶佢哋出呢個嘅脱離呢個嘅危機，呢個嘅敵人，去帶佢去到呢個迦南地。
The Greeks, on the other hand, believed that true salvation would come through human wisdom and philosophy.
而希臘人佢所相信嘅就係話相信呢個救恩係透過人嘅智慧同埋呢個哲學而嚟嘅。
They thought if you could just figure out the best way of thinking, you could overcome all of life's problems.
就話人應該咧可以咧去諗出一個諗出一套嘅好叻嘅思想方法，能夠去解決咗人生嘅問題。
So the Greeks they were always looking for somebody who was incredibly intelligent and wise by human standards.
所以咧希臘人咧就喺以人嘅標準嚟講，揾一個好聰明嘅人去解決呢啲嘅問題。
But the problem is that when God actually did provide a way for salvation,
但係問題就係話當神去提供一個呢個救恩嘅出路。
A way to rescue us from our deepest problems.
去要解決佢哋內心入邊最深刻嘅問題。
It made no sense to both Jews and Greeks.
但係神俾出呢個方法，對於呢個猶太人同埋希臘人係完全覺得冇可能。
Because as Paul said in verse 23, God's plan of salvation, God's wisdom, came in the form of Jesus Christ crucified.
點解冇可能啊？因為喺個保羅喺23節講到就話。神嘅救恩嘅方法，呢个神嘅智慧系藉着就钉住十字架耶稣基督而出而嚟。
Jesus may have performed many great signs and miracles.
耶稣基督佢去行出好多嘅神迹。
But he told his followers that his ultimate sign would be his own death.
但系耶稣基督讲话，佢最终嘅神迹系佢嘅死亡。
And not just any death, but death by crucifixion.
唔系一个普通嘅死亡，而系钉喺十字架上嘅死。
A humiliating and shameful execution reserved for criminals.
呢個十字架死唔係一個普通嘅死，而係通常係俾一啲嘅好犯罪罪犯去判嘅罪。
Which also would have been considered a sign of a curse by the Jews.
亦都係話，若然人去被釘十字架時候，係代表咗一個詛咒。
So the idea of a crucified Messiah, a Messiah who is executed by their enemies, would have not only made no sense to the Jews.
所以對於猶太人嚟講，話若然話神係來自呢個尼賽亞，而呢個尼賽亞係最終嘅係釘喺十字架而死嘅，佢話佢覺得冇可能呢個係呢個尼賽亞。
It would have been offensive and humiliating to them。
話若然係咁樣去相信呢一種嘅尼賽亞嘅時候，猶太人會覺得呢個係一個冒犯同埋一個羞辱。
Which is why Paul calls Christ crucified a stumbling block to the Jews。
所以當時保羅就講到話，十字架係當時猶太人一個絆腳石。
But Jesus' crucifixion would also have seemed foolish to the Greeks.
耶穌基督嘅死對於希臘人嚟講都係覺得好似好愚拙。
After all, what kind of God would first become a human?
就覺得有咩希臘人會睇就話有咩一個神會咁蠢會嚟到成為一個人
？And then allow himself to be killed.
而蠢到就話最後仲會為到人去死。
And claim that that was the way to salvation.
哇，咁样嘅方法去成为一个拯救。
And it would be easy for us to think that we know better now than the Jews and the Greeks.
我哋反而会谂就话，我哋嘅思想反而仲好过呢啲嘅犹太人或者希腊人。
But if we're honest, do we really think that differently most of the time?
但其实你谂下，其实我哋嘅思想方法同犹太人同希腊人系咪又真系咁唔同咧？
Maybe most of us are not looking for powerful miracles from God.
我哋可能我哋覺得話，我唔係去成日去尋找呢個嘅神蹟啊。
And we might not be looking for God to give us a life-changing philosophy.
我又唔係話去諗啊，神去俾我一個聰明智慧，能夠解決咗人生嘅哲學。
But I do think most of us, myself included, still look for God to provide a salvation in another way.
但我哋可能好容易嘅去相信就話，我自己就話。其實神可以其實有第二個方法能夠去提供呢個救恩。
We hope that God will rescue us from our circumstances.
我哋會去諗就話，若然神係俾到依個拯救嘅時候，又會有另一個方法。
In other words, we hope that God will save us by just changing what we think is wrong with our life.
我哋會思想就話，神會俾我哋拯救咧，依個拯救就能夠去改變咗我哋人生去點樣去諗呢個世界。
We think and maybe even pray.
我哋會諗一個諗到去點諗咧
？If only God would give me more money or get rid of my debt.
如果神係真係咁叻嘅，俾我嘅智慧嘅，俾我一啲多啲嘅錢，咪可以解決啲問題咯。
Then I wouldn't be so stressed.
啊，咁我就唔會咁 stress 啦，咁多壓力啦。
Or if only God would give me a soulmate or a better marriage.
或者呢個神若然係能夠俾我一個好好嘅伴侶，能夠有好嘅婚姻，咪解決啦問題咯。
Then I would be happy.
啊，咁我咪開心快樂咯。
Or if only God would give me kids.
或者神能夠俾我一個孩子。
Or kids who went to better schools or had more successful careers.
或者一個神會俾我一個孩子能夠去成長，去到一間好好嘅學校。
Or kids who really appreciated me.
或者去到一個佢之後有好嘅事業，之後亦都係好尊重我嘅。
Then I would be satisfied.
啊，如果咁樣嘅時候，神俾到我咁樣嘅時候咧，我就能夠滿足。
Or if only God would give me a job that I really enjoyed, or a boss I liked, or an early retirement.
或者神會俾我一個好好嘅工作，嗰個工作咧個上司又好賞識我嘅，令到我最後咧都能夠好早啲能夠退休。
Then I would be fulfilled.
啊，如果神俾我咁樣嘅時候咧，我生命就好滿足。
Or if only God would take away all of my health issues or my pain.
或者神係能夠俾到我一個好健康嘅身體，唔會有一個痛苦。
Then I would be at peace.
我就真係有真正嘅平安啦。
Now these things may not be bad things to wish for or to pray for.
依啲嘢唔係話我哋唔應該去祈求或者係希望。
But if we are expecting this when we come to God,
但若然你諗住，若然你係相信神嘅時候，希望能夠得到依啲嘢嘅時候
，if we feel like we must have any of these things for everything to be all right.
啊！若然你係覺得嘅，若然我有曬剛才我所講嘅呢啲嘢嘅時候，我先至能人生先至能夠好嘅。
Then we will be really disappointed when we look to Jesus Christ on the cross。
若然你係咁諗嘅時候，你當你反而去仰望耶穌基督嘅十字架嘅時候，你會覺得會好失望。
Because Christ's crucifixion actually does not change any of these circumstances。
因為耶穌基督嘅十字架冇去改變咗人生呢啲人生嘅問題。
And following Jesus will not necessarily change our circumstances either.
而唔係話一定嘅耶穌基督會一定嘅會改變我哋人生當中嘅問題。
In fact, sometimes being a Christian only means you will experience more pain and suffering in your life.
但事實上，你反而睇基督徒喺生命當中反而係經過更加多嘅痛苦。
And who would want that?
邊個會想要咁咧
？But what Paul is saying is that, however foolish it might seem.
但係保羅所講就話，無論係睇落係幾咁嘅愚拙
，The wisdom of God is ultimately revealed in Christ's crucifixion。
但係講到話神嘅呢個嘅救恩係從十字架當中去帶出嚟。
So if you really want to understand God and His plan for salvation，
所以若然你係真係想去明白呢個十字架呢個救恩嘅時候
，The cross is where you should look。
就話要去睇住個十字架。
Because as Paul says in verse 24，
就係保羅喺嘅24節嘅講到。
But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
就話，但在那蒙召的，無論是猶太人、希臘人，基督總為神的能力、神的智慧。
In other words, for those with eyes to see, as we said earlier, Christ crucified is true power and true wisdom.
所以話，換句話説就話，當才所講嘅説話係耶穌基督嘅十字架先能夠俾到真正嘅能力同埋真正嘅智慧。
One of my favorite superhero movies might surprise you.
啊，我好中意去有一套嘅超級英雄嘅電影。
Because it's not a Superman movie or a Batman movie or any of the Marvel movies.
啊，我唔係中意去睇譬如話超人啊或者蝙蝠俠。
Instead, it's a Disney movie called Big Hero 6.
就係反而係迪士尼嘅一套 movie 就叫做Big Hero 6.
If you have not seen Big Hero 6, the real superhero of the movie is named.Baymax
啊，喺個電影當中，卡通嘅電影當中咧，有一個嘅機械人叫做 Baymax。
But Baymax is not your typical superhero。
啊 ，Baymax 咧唔係話你係喺電影當中咧睇到咧係一個好勁嘅超級機械人。
Because Baymax is a robot。
嚇，咁啊 ，Baymax 咧係一個機械人。
And not just any robot, Baymax is an inflatable healthcare robot.
但反而 Baymax 呢是一个是能够吹胀的一个机械人。
At least to me, Baymax looks like a giant friendly marshmallow with a face.
那 Baymax 呢就是一个吹气的机械人呢就成日要照顾那个主角的就是好像个棉花糖一样的。
And because Baymax is a healthcare robot, he is designed to be extremely compassionate.
因为呢 Baymax 呢是一个是一个设计了是要照顾那个主角的一个机械人所以呢他呢就是很友善的。
And he does whatever he can to help others without the use of violence.
就用尽量的方法不要用的暴力去同情人去关心别人。
But most people see Baymax's non-violence as a weakness, even his fellow superheroes.
但是呢在电影当中就说呢很多人都觉得若然一个这样的机械人呢不能够去打的是很软弱的。
At one point in the movie, Baymax's owner, Hiro, tries to make him capable of violence.
而在当中呢一个主角的 Baymax 的主人呢就希望能够改变 Baymax 就能够去打交。
Because Hiro thinks this will make Baymax stronger and able to defeat the villain.
因为觉得呢若然能够将 Baymax 去改变去打交的时候呢就会成为超级英雄能够帮助别人。
But Baymax's apparent weakness actually turns out to be his greatest strength.
但反而呢他的良善反而是 Baymax 的最终的能力。
At the end of the movie, Baymax and Hiro enter a portal, and they try to rescue the villain's daughter, Abigail, who is trapped there.
原来看过这个电影就说最后的 Baymax 他和这个反派去打交的时候呢这个反派的女儿 Abigail 就去到一个时空隧道。
But Baymax realizes that the only way to save Abigail and Hiro from being trapped in the portal is if he sacrifices himself.
就是 Baymax 和 Hiro 就入这个时间隧道去救这个女但是就是说但是唯有一个方法能够去救到的时候就是说 Baymax 要牺牲他自己。
So that's exactly what Baymax does.
这就是 Baymax 在里面当中他怎么做了。
He uses the last of his energy to propel Abigail and Hiro out of the portal.
就話 Baymax 用佢最後嘅一個嘅推動力，將Abigail 同埋Hiro 個主角就點去推翻去出去呢個嘅時空隧道。
Knowing that this will also mean that he'll be trapped there，
就話能夠將呢個主角同埋呢個救佢嘅人係能夠救出呢個時空隧道。
It is of course an act of love。
就因為點解能夠 Baymax 能夠做到？因為就話出於佢愛嘅能力。
Well, what seemed like Baymax's greatest weakness, his compassion，
就話佢嘅最覺得 Baymax 愛的這個是好像看來為軟弱
actually turns out to be his greatest strength
但反而他個最終的覺得是的弱點反而是 Baymax 的最強的方法
and in a very similar way actually Jesus' sacrifice on the cross may have looked like an act of weakness
而耶穌基督在十字架上釘在十字架在人裡面看到覺得是一個軟弱
But only God was wise enough to know that the only way to truly rescue us from suffering and evil and death.
但只有神嘅智慧先能够去知道去明白神钉耶稣基督钉喺十字架上呢个系唯一嘅拯救嘅方法。
Was if He sent His one and only Son to come first, not in might and power.
佢差遣咗佢独生子耶稣基督嚟呢个世上。
But in weakness and suffering.
不是出于一个能力或者是一个出于一个权柄而反而去被人去觉得是一个软弱。
Dying the death that we should have died.
为了我们人去死。
That is what the wisdom of God looks like and is, Christ on the cross.
这个才是十字架才是一个真正的基督的智慧就是死在十字架上。
Giving us a new life by his death.
而透過呢個十字架，俾我哋人當中有個新嘅生命、新嘅希望。
Joy from his sorrow，
而都係俾到呢個嘅快樂。
And peace from his anguish，
就話睇個痛苦喺佢嘅痛苦當中俾我哋有平安。
But as Paul notes, not everyone can really understand the crucifixion of Jesus。
但係正如保羅所講，就話唔係每一個人都能夠去明白耶穌基督十字架嘅意義。
Which brings me to my second point。
而所以我哋要去講個第二點。
Point number two, who is it for?
十字架是为到人，是为到什么人去预备的呢？
Who can have the wisdom of God?
哪个能够得到这个十字架呢？
Who can receive the power of Christ crucified?
哪个能够得到这个智慧去明白这个十字架呢？
We read earlier in verse 24 that the wisdom of God is for those who are called by God.
就说十字架是被呼召的人 而去带出的。
But what kind of people does God actually call?
咁就话边一种嘅人系神所呼召嘅咧
Does he just call the super intelligent?
神系咪话只系呼召一啲好聪明嘅人呢
？Or the ultra rich？
系咪话只系呼召一啲好有钱嘅人呢
？Or those who go to the best schools？
系咪只系神系呼召一啲去最好学校嘅人呢
？No, Paul points out in verse 26 that most of the Christians he is writing to were not wise according to worldly standards.
在26節講到就話，保羅所講嘅神去呼召嘅人係喺地上裏邊，喺人當中，其實唔係咁聰明。
Most of them were not powerful.
大部分嘅人神所呼召嘅唔係有權有勢。
Most of them were not born into noble families.
神所呼召嘅人唔係話佢哋出於一個好好嘅家底。
And yet they have been given the wisdom of God.
但是这些被神呼召的人他们受给到神的智慧
They are among those who God chose to save
这些就是神所呼召的人
Which means first that it really does not matter where you come from
意思就是说 不在乎你是在哪个地方而来
It does not matter whether you've got good grades or bad grades
所以说不在乎你是有多好的成绩几个学校出来
It does not matter whether you go to an Ivy League college or a community college.
不在乎你是出于什么名校当中出来也好。
Or if you never went to college.
或者不在乎你是有没有翻过大学。
It does not matter if you have a highly successful career or a disappointing career.
神所呼召的人不在乎你是有什么工作多么的叻。
Or no career at all.
或者甚至你可能是没有工作的人。
Listen, you could be an absolute nobody in life by the standards of this world.
你可能是反而在这个世界上可能是一个无名小卒神都是会呼召你
And still, you could have the wisdom of God
你都能够得到神这个智慧
And you would know the most important thing in this world
能够亲自的去明白这个世上最重要的东
西 Christ was crucified for you
就是说耶稣基督是为到你钉在十字架上
And that knowledge alone would be more valuable than anything else you could ever learn
就話依種嘅智慧係高過多過任何依個世界上嘅寶貴。
But do you see what else this means?
你明白我剛才所講嘅説話咧
？It also means that you can't rule anybody out in your life as too far gone from the gospel.
所以就話我哋唔係話冇一個人係冇得救嘅。
Because anyone, no matter the background, could be called by God.
因為冇一個任何嘅人任何嘅背景都可以被神呼召。
A couple of years ago, I happened to run into a classmate from high school and college on multiple occasions.
咁啦，我前一排咧，去撞到一個我之前喺中學時代一位嘅朋友。
Usually, I would see him around Bryant Park because both of us were often working around there at the same time.
咁咧，我就喺個曼哈頓嘅 Bryant Park 咧，就見過佢幾次，因為咧，大家都係喺曼哈頓嘅工作。
And each time we would say hi to each other and politely say that we would catch up sometime.
咁每次見到就話啊，大家啊你好，有機會嘅，大家一齊坐低食下嘢。
But to be honest, I was never really that interested in catching up with him.
但係其實咧，就冇一次真係能夠坐低。
It wasn't that I didn't like him. Perhaps worse, I just honestly didn't really care about him.
咁其實我又唔係話真係好願意嘅去同佢一齊傾下偈。
He was just someone I had written off in my life and would rather just forget.
只是一个人是我以前的学校的一个朋友。
And one day, he actually followed up about getting lunch.
但反而有一次就是说这个朋友真的去联络Kyle了。
So we met up in Bryant Park, and I actually remember not looking forward to the conversation.
咁咧就一齐约咗喺个 Bryant Park 嘅附近嗰度咧，就一齐去食嘢。但系咧，其实咧，佢去嘅时候唔系话真系好希望嘅去见到佢。
I just simply had no idea what we were going to talk about.
因為覺得好似冇乜嘢喺一齊能夠去傾下。
But I was pretty sure it was just going to be small talk.
但咧，我都覺得咧，係我一齊傾偈都可能傾下啲閒話。
Because as far as I could tell, there was very little we could relate on.
因為我記得咧，我同佢咧好似冇乜嘢能夠有咩關係。
And he never seemed to have any interest in Christianity for sure.
咁我記得咧，佢亦都唔係話去信主去一個信徒。
But I was totally wrong.
但係反而。見到佢之後，係我覺得我完全係錯。
He shared with me that he had recently been experiencing a chronic illness.
就話佢最近嘅佢經過一個好大嘅病。
And that his suffering had led him to seriously consider belief in God and Christianity for the first time.
就話佢呢個朋友最近嘅患咗一個重病，令到佢真正嘅去想去考慮相信呢個基督。
To be honest, I was shocked and embarrassed.
而反而經過呢個嘅傾談覺得時候，我覺得我自己好驚訝，亦都係好羞愧。
He was the last person I would have ever expected to become a Christian.
因為我覺得呢個朋友反而係我覺得佢最唔會係真係會相信神嘅。
Because while he was a very intelligent person and a successful person by New York City standards.
因為呢個朋友佢喺個社會當中係一個好聰明亦都係好叻嘅人。
I immediately thought that he was mostly a foolish person who was caught in the race, bad race of the city.
而反而咧，反而我覺得我自己係一個好蠢嘅人。
So I written him off.
所以我就想同佢，就唔知點同佢傾。
And yet, who was I to judge someone as too far gone from the gospel?
就話我睇翻我自己係反而咩人咧？點解能夠去咁樣去判斷人別人咧？
When the whole point of the gospel is that it is good news for those who are foolish and weak.
就话神系将一个智慧呢个嘅信息去带俾啲愚拙嘅人。
That God actually intentionally chooses the foolish and the weak。
就话神系其实系特意嘅去拣选世上看为愚拙嘅人。
Let's hear again what Paul says in verses 27 through 29。
我再睇一次27至29节。
God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong.God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God.
就是神去拣选世上愚拙的，为要使有智慧的羞愧；又拣选世上软弱的，为要使强壮的羞愧。神也拣选世上卑贱的，被人欺嫌厌弃的，或那无有的，或废弃那有的。使有一切有血气的，或在神面前一也不能自夸。
In other words, God gives His wisdom and salvation to the foolish and the weak and the nobodies of this world.
用句话说就话神呢个嘅救恩呢个智慧系俾到呢个世界上看为愚拙嘅、软弱嘅、无名嘅人。
Not by accident, but on purpose.
唔系话偶然嘅，神系有目的嘅去拣选呢啲人。
And did you hear at the end of the passage why God does that?
有冇留意點解神去揀選呢啲咁嘅人咧
？God does this so that no human being might boast in the presence of God.
佢特選係呢啲咁嘅人，點解？因為話冇人能夠得到神嘅智慧而可以能夠自己誇耀自己。
What does Paul mean by this?
意思咩咧
？He means that God chose to save the foolish and the weak.
就話神去揀選呢啲嘅愚拙同埋軟弱嘅人。
So that it would be obvious that salvation is not based on how smart or how strong you are.
所以话证明咗话神呢个救恩唔系基于你几咁嘅聪明。
In fact, God did this so that it would be obvious that salvation is not based on human merit or effort at all.
亦都话神嘅呢个救恩唔系基于你嘅能力或者你嘅功劳。
Instead, God's salvation is based entirely on God's grace.
而神嘅恩典救恩系完全基于神嘅恩典。
Because his salvation is a gift.
因为神的一个救恩是一个礼物。
Which brings me to my last point.
而所以我带去个最后一点的时候就话。
Point three, how can we get it?
就话我怎么能够得到这个神的智慧呢
？The last couple of verses of our passage give us a clue to how we can get the wisdom of God.
而最后嗰第30-31节佢讲到就系话。
Let me read those verses 30-31 again.
我再去读一次。
Because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us.Wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boasts in the Lord.
就话，但你们得到基督耶稣来是本乎恩，忍着是本乎神。神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。如经上记载说，夸口的叮当指着主夸口。
What does it mean for Jesus to have become to us the wisdom from God?
咩意思就话神系耶稣基督成为神而嚟嘅智慧，呢个咩意思咧
？It means that ultimately the wisdom of God is not a concept to be learned.
就话神呢个智慧唔系话一种嘅学术，我哋能够学习。
Instead, the wisdom of God is actually a person to be known.
意思就话神嘅智慧其实就系实际上代表咗系一个人。
So that if you want to get the wisdom of God,You've got to get to know Jesus.
所以就话，若然你人想去认识呢个神嘅智慧，你就需要去认识呢一个人。
It means that if you want to be truly wise, then you must understand what was truly happening on the cross.
所以你一定要完全嘅去明白 这个人就是耶稣基督，你要完全明白这个十字架。
That when Jesus was being crucified, he was not just the victim of injustice.
就耶稣基督去被钉十字架，不是说只是讲过他一个无辜受害的人。
An innocent man who was wrongly executed.
不单只是讲说，他是一个无辜的人钉在十字架上。
But that by his crucifixion, Jesus was actually accomplishing his mission.
而耶稣基督去被钉十字架，其实是代表了一个神的当中的使命。
He was accomplishing God's rescue mission to save us.
这个使命就是说去拯救这个人。
Because he knew that the only way he could finally save us was if he became our substitute.
就是说唯一的方法能够将人去得到拯救，就是说他需要成为人的 代替。
If he took our place on the cross.
就是说他代替我们在被钉十字架。
So that everything bad that we really deserve could be taken away from us.
就是说使能够将我们应该受的惩罚，我们的应该受到的惩罚去能够拿开。
And so that everything good that he deserved, he could give to us.
就是成为一个代替，将他所有的好的能够给到我们。
I don't know if you've ever had a substitute before, but I happen to have an identical twin brother.
我不知道你有试过别人代替你，但是呢我有一个孖生的兄弟。
And when we were seniors in high school, we decided to do a prank for April Fool's Day.
就在一个愚人节的当中，四月呢就做一个prank。
We actually went to a different high school, so on April Fool's Day, I had my twin brother, his name's Jeffrey, take my place.
咁我嘅孖生兄弟阿 Jeffrey 咧就代咗佢去翻学校。
So that day, he took my spot in all my classes and did all my work for me.
咁我嘅孖生兄弟咧 Jeffrey 咧就代咗我翻学校去上晒我嘅要上嘅堂。
Almost nobody had any idea that Jeffrey was not actually me, that he just looked a lot like me.
但没人就发现到其实那个是不是 Kyle, 是 Jeffrey.
So anything Jeffrey did, I got credit for.
所以当天 Jeffrey 所做的事情 Kyle 就能够得到一个credit.
Even though the whole time Jeffrey was at my school, I was actually just at home relaxing.
当时 Jeffrey 回学校的时候 Kyle 就反而在家里硬硬脚。
I didn't deserve any of the credit that Jeffrey was earning me.
我不是配得 Jeffrey 所做的所有功劳。
But I was getting it nevertheless.
但是呢，我是在家里能够得到他所做的学校的事。
In this way, Jeffrey was my substitute.
而我的孖生兄弟 Jeffrey 就成为我的代替。
Even though I actually deserved to be punished for my absence that day.
那天我没上学，其实我应该受到惩罚。
I wasn't because Jeffrey was there for me.
我没受惩罚，为什么？因为我孖生兄弟 Jeffrey 在那天回到学校代表我。
And all the credit that Jeffrey actually had deserved?
就是说其实 Jeffrey 所应该受 的功劳。
I was getting the benefits of.
但是他的功劳反而是我得到。
That's just a small picture, really, of what Jesus did for us in his life and on the cross.
这就是一个小影像，就是代表了就是说耶稣基督他怎样去代替了我们人的生命。
Jesus lived the perfect life, obeying everything God commanded.
就话耶稣基督去顺服，去过咗一个无瑕嘅生命。
He lived the life we were meant to live, the life that we know we should live.
就话活出一个我哋人应该活出嘅生命。
But instead of just reaping the rewards that he truly deserved, he chose to let himself be crucified.
就话佢应该受到一个奖赐，就系话，但系佢反而嘅代替我哋去承受我哋应该承受嘅惩罚。
Suffering not only shame and humiliation and death,
他所承受的不单只是一个羞辱，不单只是一个死亡，
but also experiencing the wrath of God that we deserve for our sins.
而他承受了神的最终的愤怒。
Jesus was our ultimate substitute, suffering the worst so that we wouldn't have to.
所以说耶稣基督是我们极终的一个代替，是承受了我们应该有的惩罚。
And earning for us,the reward of life now and forever that we never could have earned on our own.
就话佢佢代替咗我哋受到嘅惩罚，好叫我哋能够去得到我哋唔应该受有嘅呢个嘅奖赐同埋呢个永恒嘅生命。
That's the gospel, the good news.
呢个就系呢个救恩呢个好嘅信息。
But the only way that will really change you is if you understand Jesus not just with your mind.
所以我们怎样才能够明白这个信息，就是说我们需要去明白耶稣基督。
But also with your heart.
不单只是明白，但是我们心里面当中要去知道。
That's why whether you're Not a Christian, a new Christian, or a long-time Christian.
所以無論你係未信嘅，或者信咗初信，或者信咗好耐都好。
If you really want to gain the wisdom of God,
既然你係想去繼續去明白呢個耶穌基督嘅嘅智慧
，If you really want to understand the gospel,
你想係明白呢個嘅福音
，And you need to come to God not just ready to study and to learn about Him.
若然你真係想係明白呢種嘅救恩，唔係只係單單嘅嚟到當中，想係明白呢啲嘅意思。
But also ready to pray to him.
不单只简单的只是头脑上的明白，我们需要的去祈祷。
Ready to talk to him and to listen to him.
我们需要有祈祷，我们需要跟他有一个倾谈。
Ready to worship him.
我们需要跟神有当中有说话，有祈祷，有聆听。
Ready even to love him.
我们需要有一个敬拜，我们需要有准备的心去爱他。
Because he first loved us.
为什么？因为神先爱我们。
So let us respond to this good news now in prayer and worship and love.
所以我们回应的，我们用祈祷、敬拜、用爱的方法去回应今天讲到。
Let us pray.
一起祈祷。
Father, I ask for your Holy Spirit to give us your wisdom.
神啊，我们求你的圣灵给到我们一个智慧来到你当中。
That we would see Christ crucified.
我睇到就话耶稣基督佢嘅牺牲。
That we would know Christ crucified both with our minds and our hearts.
就话系俾到我哋有一个明白，有一个心嘅当中。
So that we would love you and love others.
所以好叫我哋能够去爱神，亦都爱别人。
Because you have loved us first.
因为我神你先爱我哋。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我咁祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.